The Common Good on KFSK is brought to you by the Petersburg Community Foundation, an affiliate of the Alaska Community Foundation. The Petersburg Community Foundation is devoted to improving the lives of the young, the elderly, and vulnerable populations, as well as creating recreation, education, and safety programs. The Petersburg Community Foundation, making grants to local nonprofits through a permanent endowment. More information at petersburgcf.org.
Good morning and welcome to The Common Good. This is Hannah Floor. And today on the program, we are going to be talking with people who have served as elected officials on borough boards. I have Sue Flint here in the studio with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have Bob Martin here. Morning, morning. Bob. And Megan Litzer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here, you guys. So I wanted to start off by talking about what boards you all served on and when. Can you just go through and tell folks what boards you were on?
I was on the hospital board for 10 years, basically the 90s. And then I was on the city council, and then it turned into the borough assembly for 4 years, whatever years that was that we turned into the borough. I can't remember.
And I unfortunately also do not know. So somebody can fill us in there.
Yeah.
What about you, Bob?
I think I got on the harbor board around 2010. I didn't run. There was an empty spot, and I wrote a letter to Mayor L. Dwyer, and they put me on there. I think somebody in the harbor office had suggested that I give it a shot.
All right, so you've been doing that for coming up on 15 years now.
Maybe.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good. What about you, Megan?
I have been on the school board twice. So most recently was I came on in the spring of 2020, I think March of 2020. And yes.
So the moment COVID started.
The moment COVID started, yes. And the moment right before it started.
You had no idea what you were getting into.
I did not have any idea. And then prior to that, I think I had about a year or two gap, and I was on the 2 years prior to that.
Okay. All right. So I'm curious why you all decided to run or accept being appointed, if that was the case. What went into the decision to participate on those boards?
For me, the hospital board had an opening. I think Ronell Beardsley had just resigned, and there was a one-year term open. And I was a registered nurse working for Dr. Wood at the time, anyway. And I thought, sounds interesting. I know a little bit about hospitals, and that was my impetus.
Yeah. Did you need to be encouraged to do it? Did you kind of have a sense of what you were getting into at all?
Things were not real good at the hospital at that time. There was a lot of hard feelings. Dr. Kuhn was having some issues with people, staff. And anyway, I knew some of that was happening, but I was very interested.
You were ready to dive right into that.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Bob? You said that somebody encouraged you.
Yeah, it was sort of flattering at the time. It's like, oh, I'm an adult now. I could do something like this. And I know my dad had gotten some satisfaction out of being on the utility board, and it just seemed like a great way to try it out. No election to have to maybe face losing. And the Harbor Advisory Board's a very easy board to come on. You know, it's like you're already interested in the issues that come up, and you could kind of show up to the meeting, at least at that time, and just listen and weigh in. You didn't have to do a lot of studying. Wasn't much controversy. So
yeah, okay.
It was a good time back then.
It sounds like things have changed, but we'll get into that later. And Megan, how about you? How'd you decide?
Volunteering felt important. We have four kids. I think at the time, I'm trying to remember if our youngest was in school yet, but I felt like I have a lot of kids in this system, and this is an opportunity for me to do my part. And my career up to that point had been in kind of social services and working with people with disabilities. So I felt like I had maybe something to offer. And it just felt like the timing, it was right. I was encouraged by friends, and prior to getting on, I had a really funny meeting with Jean Ellis, who had been on the board for years and is amazing and intelligent and helpful. And we met so I could get some more information. And she's like, well, all you do, I took away the wrong piece of what she meant, but all you do is like, you know, there's a staff breakfast and a couple, you know, a meeting a month, and it's, you know, it's super easy. And she then gave me this binder that was, you know, like 4 inches thick, and here's all the information you need. And so, you know, retrospectively, I probably should have realized that 4-inch thick binder meant I would not just be doing a staff breakfast once a year and a meeting a month. But it was wonderful, and she actually provided a ton of education. You know, that meeting, I just seeing things through rose-colored glasses at that moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that leads me to my next question, which is, when you started to participate in these boards, did you realize that your expectations were very different from reality? Like, what sort of, how did your understanding of the role change once you got involved in this work?
Well, I'll start, I guess. So for me, yes, obviously there was a lot more to it. I mean, part of the, I think a nice thing the board can do is show staff that how important and appreciated they are, but that's such a tiny piece. It could be a bigger piece, but yeah, I quickly realized, oh, we're talking about policy, a lot of policy and budgets, and there's a lot of constraints. I felt maybe I'll have some voice in my kids' education directly into their classroom. And that's obviously not the case on the school board. And that might be more of volunteering or PI. But from that broad level of the school board, it's policy and budget kind of things. And you can only work within the constraints that the, you know, regulations allow. So I quickly realized that maybe what I thought was not exactly accurate, although I went for a second time. So,
I was going to say,
it didn't turn me off to it. It just, yeah. I was young and naive and had learning to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there's a learning curve with all of them. I mean, you really don't have any idea. And budgets and policies are a huge part of it. When my time on the hospital board was really a crisis time for the hospital. At one point, we had no doctors on staff, and we had over 100 locum tenens that year. We were using the one ER and a few other rooms for clinic because there were no doctors. Dr. Kuhn had his own office downtown, but he was not practicing at our hospital. So we built the clinic. Our theory was if we build it, they will come, and that proved to be true. We had a lot of lawsuits that were nasty. On the borough, it was a lot less stressful than that time at the hospital, and it was learning about sewer systems and power systems and union negotiations, mm-hmm. and a whole different world. And it was really interesting, and I enjoyed it a lot. But there again, lots to learn.
And was that something that you were interested in before you joined the city council/assembly, or did you become interested because you realized how important it was to the community?
Yeah, I was not interested before. I mean, we all have, we have a little involvement with that just living here. But no, there again, there was a little turmoil going on. Al Dwyer, my brother-in-law, was a mayor, and he kept encouraging me to run. And we just kept searching who could run. We need to get some good people on there. And put it to my book group one day, and they said, here you go. We're signing your petition. You're gone. So
The book club really helped you helped you decide. Interesting. Yeah. So I'm interested to know, you know, Bob, you said that the hospital board didn't have a big time commitment.
Harbor board.
I keep making that mistake. The harbor board didn't have a big time commitment. And you alluded to the fact that there is more of a time commitment now.
It's mostly because I became chair. I was vice chair, which is the best job in the world until something happens to the chair and Mike Pang's died. And I've kind of been shell-shocked ever since. He was a very active chair. He spent a lot of time talking about issues, and I haven't really engaged as much. So there's a big difference. Like I said, early on, you can just show up and kind of wing it and take cues from the other people. But if you're the chair, you sort of have to, you can't fake it as well.
You have to know what's going on. Do your homework.
Yeah.
How much does that homework factor into the role of being on these boards? How much does it affect the decisions that you make?
Well, you have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What happens if you don't do it?
You shouldn't be voting.
Yeah. If you don't do it, you show up, there's a discussion going on around you, and it, you know, it's just like that college class you decided not to go to for 3 weeks, and suddenly you go and there's a test. Or high school class. It's not fair to the board. It's not fair to the people that you represent. But yeah, there's so much homework and things that I didn't realize when you were talking about, like the capital improvement projects, you know, things that I didn't know anything about, you know, like, oh, a boiler system, you know, and wow, who knew that would cost so much? Or a kitchen remodel, really? Like, I did my kitchen for like, you know, $10,000, I think. You know, it's very, very important to do the homework. You learn so many things that you go in there not realizing you'll need to know.
Then you also go to Juno to lobby for those projects.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is also another interesting part of the jobs.
Does seeing how all of those things work, does it change your perspective on your opinions that you've held when you understand how much more complicated everything is behind the scenes?
Very much so. I mean, I when I'm running hot water, I'm thinking about it. Or when I'm washing a car, I'm thinking, why are we using treated city water to wash cars? You know, all these silly little things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm also curious about the feedback that you've gotten, speaking about changing opinions. I'm curious about the feedback that you get from the public and whether the different comments and feedback has changed your opinions, helped you decide how to vote at different times. How did you interact with the public in that way? Everybody's looking very thoughtful right now.
Is it okay? Okay. During COVID, there were so many opinions, and there were people were really, really passionate. And there were times when people came in with so much passion that it was hard to consider their perspective because it was very emotional. And then we had other people contacting us or asking to speak with us who were, I don't even want to use the term moderate because maybe they weren't really, but they approached it in such a different way that it was like, okay, let's have a conversation. Let's hear each other's perspective. And I did change my mind on things. And I feel like my opinions grew and morphed as time went on, and I tried to listen to different perspectives. Definitely at first, you know, I was super, I don't even know what word I want to use, like whatever the CDC is saying, whatever is the most conservative approach. And then as time went on, trying to listen and hear what people had to say, there were a few people in particular, and one is now on the school board who maybe at first I was like, oh, I don't know, but they She handled it in such a way that made me want to listen and learn and have an open mind. And then there were other people who just didn't come at it in a way that made me feel like we could really have a open communication. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I don't know if I can hear this if we can't have a mutually respectful conversation.
Mm-hmm. And exchange of ideas.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, I mean, I think that's the role for anybody on a board. If the constituents come with ideas or concerns, that we are willing to listen and change our opinion if necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listening's a huge part of it. You have to respect your people mm-hmm. who put you there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, I have to say, too, there are people always saying thank you for doing the work. Mm-hmm. So
it's hard to change your opinion. It's a hard thing to do. And it's even harder when the person persuading you is being pretty hard on you. It's you can almost dig in. And mm-hmm. so that's one of the things I saw in the school board. Troubles.
Yeah, I had to work really hard not to dig in.
Yeah.
But well, I feel like I tried.
And often you see people that run for office because they're passionate and they're angry and they have this issue, and then mm-hmm. they get on there and they learn, oh, there's lots more to this than we knew, and mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that's always helpful.
And what do you see happen when they realize that there's more to the issue than they had?
Well, you hope that they're open, and listening mm-hmm. to both sides.
Yeah. Hmm. Has your perspective on the community shifted since being on these boards? More thoughtful faces.
I feel like I saw an ugly side, sadly. So, unfortunately, in some ways, my perspective was darkened. And though now as time has gone on, that's kind of leveled out, which has been nice. But yeah, when people are really fired up about things, or feel threatened or cornered, you definitely see a side that is less pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
And then something happens to like bring everybody together again, which is wonderful, and sometimes based in something hard going on, but it brings people together and you kind of get that renewed
faith in the community.
Yeah, renewed faith in the community. Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah.
When in the 90s when we were dealing with Dr. Kuhn issues, this town was split right down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And just sort of like COVID times, and we had standing room only at our board meetings. We had threats. We had to ask the police to come. We had people, I don't know, it's hard. And then having a business while you're doing that is another factor that you have to consider. There were mm-hmm. people who would not do business with us because of my political stuff, and mm-hmm. But that's been 30 years now, and it's over. That stuff's over. But my husband remembers a few incidents and people, I'll tell you.
But you stayed on the hospital board for 10 years, so mm-hmm. you weren't dissuaded by all of that, that tough stuff.
No, I learned a ton. I was sued 5 times. Personally, and as the board, as the whole board was,
mm-hmm.
We had a great board. We had Sam Bungie and Phil Beardsley, and we had Jean at the later years, and Nancy Berg, and we learned a lot. We had a great lawyer, hearings and all that kind of stuff. It was stressful. It took a lot of time, but.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious to know, we've been talking about some of the more difficult stuff. I'm curious to know what you are each most proud of on your time on the board? Something that you feel like you handled well, or a decision that, that you think was really the right decision, something that, that took a lot of consideration? I'm asking you all these questions that, that make you think hard.
When I was running for city council, one of my platforms was no smoking in public places. We had a young pregnant woman working in a bar downtown, and I was horrified. And we got that through early on. I was pretty happy about that. That was just a simple little thing, but it it was important to me.
I remember when that went through. I think I was in my early 20s, and I remember being very pleased to not come home smelling like cigarettes.
Yeah, it's shocking now when you go places where people are smoking while you're eating. And
like, this is still happening?
Yeah.
What about you guys?
I honestly can't think of something I'm really proud of.
New Harbor.
That
old harbor was so awful.
Oh, yeah, it needed to happen. I think GLO did, Jim Stromdahl and the Assembly Council back, they did all the heavy lifting and the budgetary commitments. I can't take any credit for that. I think I'm going to stay on the Harbor Board, though, after listening to you guys.
It's not that,
because the buck never stops at the Harbor Board. It always goes on to the Assembly.
And that's because it's an advisory board.
Yeah, so I'm not even in the same league as these guys.
I think you'd be a great Assemblyman.
Yeah, Bob, I agree. We're writing you in next time. I'm sitting here trying to think, what am I most proud of? Honestly, I think I am proud to have gone through the COVID years. I hate to keep like coming back to that because I want to just be over it. But at the same time, I think we had an awesome board during that time. I'm really proud of the fact that we had a board with differing opinions, and yet we could approach things in a respectful way. And Sarah is one of my good friends outside of that. And we disagreed on a lot of things. And I think that, occasionally we would have a check-in right before. And I'm like, this is my opinion. And she would say, this is mine. Okay, well, that's what we both feel we have to do. And it's different. And we're friends. And we're still friends. So I feel like the board was, it was so good to have that opportunity to go in there, treat each other well, treat each other respectfully, and get through a really, really hard time when we weren't all on the same page. I think our school is amazing and strong. We have great staff, and we got through it, and they're continuing to get through it. So I'm proud of that, even though I didn't specifically... The smoking thing's amazing. Like, I wish I had a thing that, like, I had anything to do with. I didn't have anything to do with it other than, showing
up. You got us through.
But a lot of other people, like Bob said, in this case, did much harder things. But
yeah,
I'm proud that I could volunteer my time.
But I think modeling that that behavior on a board where you can all come together with different opinions is really, really valuable for the public, to show people that you can have different opinions. I'm curious how you foster that respectful atmosphere on boards. How do you work towards, if that is not the case at a particular time, is there a way to work toward that kind of mutual respect on a board?
Well, there again, you have to listen to each other and respect each other, and they're right to have a different opinion. But hopefully you can explain why you feel that way, and the other person too, and maybe come to some common ground. I wanted to add one thing too that we did on the hospital board that is really wonderful, and that was at the end of, near the end of my time there, we kind of beefed up the foundation at the hospital, and we made it for education. And we rewrote the rules and everything and had it funded through another little issue that we had. But anyway, the last thing I did as a hospital board person was sign off on our first four nursing students from Petersburg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And just to clarify, you're talking about the Hospital Board Foundation, not
yes.
the physical foundation of the building, but the
right.
Hospital Foundation group.
Yes,
okay.
That's still very active and still using funds to train not just RNs, but also other staff at the mm-hmm. hospital. And it's just blossomed into this wonderful thing. And like Angela Manish was one of our first four, and now she's nurse practitioner mm-hmm. working in our clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So that
really does a wonderful job of keeping local students and here in Petersburg and training them in the medical field.
Yeah, it's really great.
Yeah. Would you consider serving on other boards? Bob, do you want to take this one and talk about the assembly? Since that has been hinted at multiple times.
No. I think I hit him up every year to run.
There was a time where sometimes were there some unfilled seats? It was a time where it's like, well, kind of like getting on the harbor board, like, oh, I could give that a try, no commitment. But now there's a lot of interest, and it's a tough job, and maybe someday, I don't know. But Harbor Advisory Board, like I say, it's so limited, maybe one or two meetings a year, but it looks like the Planning Commission's pretty busy lately, and there's a lot going on in town. And,
mm-hmm.
But I'm on some other boards that aren't with the borough, so I'm plenty busy.
What about you, Megan?
Well, the assembly, whoa, no way. Those people work so hard. Every time I listen to a meeting, I'm impressed with all of them and the homework a lot of them have done. And every meeting I listen to, I'm like, oh man, now I had to change my opinion. And I'm so glad I don't have to sit up there, and that would be such a difficult job. So I have a lot of respect for those people. And I don't think I would ever be qualified enough. But the school board, I probably... Okay, Mara, who is always hassling me, and Erica. No, I will probably be back eventually. Yes, I think so.
You heard it here.
I would like for my kids, I have kids kind of leaving the house, so maybe when I have fewer kids at home and more time,
mm-hmm.
I'll probably do it again, yeah.
All right.
But I don't know, I kind of feel I have bad luck a little bit. I don't want to get on there and...
Might bring some other thing into this.
Another pandemic happen or some horrible situation, so maybe best I stay away.
How about you, Sue?
I'm done.
You're done.
I did the 10 on the hospital board, then I did 6 on my church council, then I did 4 on the borough. I'm done.
Perhaps you can give some words of wisdom to those who are considering joining.
Well, I do bug people, as Bob knows, to get on people that I think would do a real good job.
Good, good. Well, you guys, I have so many more questions, but we are all out of time. So thank you so much for coming in. I really, really enjoyed it.
Thanks for having us.
The Common Good on KFSK is brought to you by the Petersburg Community Foundation, an affiliate of the Alaska Community Foundation. The Petersburg Community Foundation is devoted to improving the lives of the young, the elderly, and vulnerable populations, as well as creating recreation, education, and safety programs. The Petersburg Community Foundation, making grants to local nonprofits through a permanent endowment. More information at petersburgcf.org.